సత్య ధర్మ ప్రేమ శాంతులు లేకున్న విద్యలన్నీ నేర్చి విలువసున్న సత్య ధర్మ ప్రేమ శాంతులు లేకున్న దాన ధర్మాలు సార్థకత సున్న సత్య ధర్మ ప్రేమ శాంతులు లేకున్నా బహుళ సత్కార్య లాభంబుసున్న సత్య ధర్మ ప్రేమ శాంతులు లేకున్న పదవుల నేలిన ఫలము సున్న ఈ సనాతన ధర్మ హర్మ్యంబు నిలువ గుణములివి నాలుగు పునాది గోడలప్ప ఇంతకన్నను వేరెద్ది ఎరుగపరతు సాధు సద్గుణ జనగణ్య సభ్యులారా సాధు సద్గుణ గుణగణ్య సభ్యులారా సభ్యులారా
పవిత్రాత్మ స్వరూపులారా అధ్యాపక విద్యార్థులారా విద్యాభిమానులారా విద్యా పోషకులారా
టీచర్స్ అండ్ స్టూడెంట్స్ అండ్ పేట్రన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ వీఆర్ సెలబ్రేటింగ్ టుడే ద ఇనాగురల్ ఫంక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద న్యూ బిల్డింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ గ్రేట్ కాలేజ్ మై వావ్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ టు రిడీమ్ అవర్ కంట్రీ బట్ ద హోల్ వరల్డ్ విచ్ ఇస్ సబ్మర్జ్డ్ ఇన్ అన్జస్ట్ అన్ట్రూత్ఫుల్ అండ్ సొఫిస్టికేటెడ్ వేస్ ఆఫ్ లివింగ్ టు రీససిటేట్ సత్య ధర్మ శాంతి అండ్ ప్రేమ and to confer eternal well-being on all the humanity is my mission. To impart the correct teaching and traditions of Dharma to women and to make them ideal mothers in later life, I have established this college. The cause of restlessness lies in one's own mind and not outside in the world. Neither by political contrivances nor by acquisition of wealth can this turmoil be overcome. It has to be tackled and remedied at the place of its origin, the mind. The mad impulses and wild desires which arise in one's mind have to be controlled and sublimated by cultivating good company, good thoughts, good conduct and purity of heart. Today, in our educational methods, there is no place for these disciplines.
కనుకని వేద ప్రమాణములందు కూడను న కర్మణ న ప్రజయ ధనేన త్యాగేనేకే అమృతత్వ మానసః.
Without faith in one's own self, there is no contentment. And it is only through renunciation and sacrifice that one becomes eligible for immortality.
Aapta vishwasanni abhruddhi parchukoni tadupari aanandam aneetundi danni anubhavinchi tyagam aneetundi daniki poonukoni satyatkaram aneetundi sannidhini cheyaleetundi prayatnaniki prati yuvakudu kodanu prayatnam kalpali.
Based on such ideals and conducted by staff members endowed with yoga, tyaga, vidya and vinaya, this college will grow into a model institution, not only for Andhra Pradesh, but for the entire country. That is my sankalpa. Education does not mean the study of a prescribed number of textbooks and acquiring degrees for securing a job which will provide the money for feeding the belly. The aim and the end of education is to enable you to understand and experience that you are the eternal immaculate Atma, the Self, which is one with all beings. Armed with this knowledge, you have to carry on the pilgrimage of life, discharge your responsibilities sincerely and courageously, and celebrate your coronation over the kingdom of the Spirit. Because of the traditional vratas of the women of this country and their faith in holy places of pilgrimage, that virtues like devotion, surrender to God, and respect for Sanatana Dharma are still present today. It is only for supporting such values that I have thought of setting up colleges for women in each state of our country. Today is Guruvar, and it also happens to be the day when the whole world offers its gratitude and respect to the Guru Vedavyasa. Unlike other colleges, this college is a Gurukul. Here, there are neither teachers nor students, only Gurus and Shishyas. The imparting of teaching by the Gurus and the acquisition of knowledge by the Shishyas is progressing here with love, faith and humility, and with the awareness that the light of the Self shining in all beings is one and the same. The Guruvar, the Gurukul and the Guru-Shishya relationship are like the triple bilwa leaf which adorns the head of Lord Shiva with the three eyes and represents the harmonious conjunction of the three gunas. If the spirit of selfless service with love for the poor and the helpless is implanted in the minds and hearts of the students during their studentship, only then will the feeling of oneness sprout in their hearts and a universal altruistic outlook develop in them. Now, you look at this place. Barely a week ago, it was a wilderness full of stones, shrubs and uneven ground, where one could hardly set a foot. But people who came here, not only from all parts of India, but even from Africa, America and other far-off lands, worked here day and night without rest and transformed a forlorn place into a clean, charming ground as we see it now. It was their love, devotion and spirit of surrender which inspired this great task and finished it in such a short space of time. I bless all the students of this college and hope that they will successfully complete all their studies and always behave with virtue and discipline. I bless that you may all be ever in peace, happiness and best of health and blossom forth into ideal daughters of our country with the noble qualities of forbearance, love and non-violence and shine forth as exemplary mothers for achieving the welfare and prosperity of the world. I bless you.
సర్వులు కూడా సుఖంగా ఉంటుండాలని ప్రార్థించాలని నేను ఆశిస్తున్నాను.